Hi, this is Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And if you've been listening to my program for a while, you know I'm metaphysical and you know that I'm in love with the universal law of correspondence. And what that means is that everything going on within you is mirrored back in your external experience. And so once you catch wind of that, meaning you see something in your external experience, you can go within and clean it up to create a new result. And it was what drew me to metaphysics. It's what drew me to the law of attraction. I was always a spiritual person, and I suddenly felt more empowered when I learned this piece of wisdom. So I'm going to do a series of shows for you that are to help you, little micro shows to help you clean up what's going on within you. Because only you really know. Yes, you could have a conversation with a coach, with a therapist, with a spiritual worker, with a healer, with an energy worker, with me, and we can figure out what it is, right? But ultimately, you have to do the work to clean that up. And so while I do think it's great, very beneficial, you can already hear the duality of my opinions on this perspective. I do think it's beneficial to get to the root of it. But then I think if you just go through the practices I'm going to teach you, you will uncover the root and more. And so you will start to change the energy within you so you can start to change your external reality, right? Because what we're most excited about is that how empowering is that? So you can look at your life and you can say, I'm not super happy with this result. Actually, I kind of hate this result. I don't like this experience. I don't like the way this is happening. I don't like that this continues to happen in my life. I don't like that the bank account balance continues to be this. I don't like that I always keep attracting, and you'll start to notice the patterns. I keep attracting the same boss or the same man. Oh my God, I attracted the same man forever. The same friends, I attracted the same friends forever. As you start to look at that and say, holy shit, this was my big aha with men. And now I can apply it to any aspect of my life. You can say, holy shit, in the most loving, joyful, wonderful way possible. The only thing all these dudes have in common over the last decade of my life is me. Right? Like, yeah, there's energetic similarities between them. That's one thing, sure. But in terms of their connection, it's not like they all ganged up and said, let's all date the same woman and treat her the exact same way. No, their only connection was me. So something in me was a vibrational match, which means something in me was allowing them in. Something in me was allowing low vibrational behavior or a low vibrational experience to continue to occur over and over and over again. But here's what's so wonderful. You don't have to live that way. You don't have to live that way. You can make a change within you. So, you know, when I came to men, it's very easy now. I say stick to my list. If I say I don't date people with this, this, and this, don't date that person. And they're probably the first that's going to show up once I make that declaration. And it's like the universe saying, are you serious? Are you serious? Are you serious? Right? And then you say, yes, universe, I am serious. No, I'm not talking to this person, no matter how nice they are or saying all the right things. And usually all of that's just a bunch of ego stroking. You don't need anybody to stroke your ego. You can love and support and uplift yourself. And from that vibration, attract people who genuinely love, respect, and uplift you. And you get to be loving and respectful and uplifting to others, right? So in this series, it's let's see where I'm at. Okay. I can only do 5 minutes on these. And so I'm nearing the end of my 5 minutes here. But what I will say to you for this first show, because let's go ahead and get started. I want you to make a forgiveness list. Find 20 minutes of your life, an hour of your life, better, and go through and forgive. Forgive the teacher from third grade, forgive the neighbor, forgive your mother, forgive that situation with your best friend, forgive, 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 forgive. It's going to be this massive explosion of forgiveness in your life. And forgiveness is not about excusing bad behavior. It's not suddenly like, oh, this thing happened and I'm forgiving you, so you've been absolved. No, what you're doing is you're disconnecting yourself from that constant exchange of returning to the past and replaying that experience and living that in your present moment, because that dissolves your power, right? It weakens your focus, potent energy that you need to live the life of your dreams. You need all of your energetic capacity. And humans love, particularly humans with codependency tendencies and self-saboteurs, love to think that they only need a portion of themselves to create this beautiful result in themselves, in their life, in themselves first, and then in their life. No, you need all of yourself. You're a human. We are confined to this human body, and it's beautiful, and it's amazing, and it's wonderful, but it's still a human body. And so you want all of your energy. And if your energy is being caught up on all these little moments from the past, you know, it's very much, my spirit guides are showing me, it's like computers, like back in the day when you had to defrag, I don't know, or defragment or whatever my ex-husband used to do it for. I didn't understand what was going on, but that's what they're showing me, is this like running of things and aligning them back up, right? But when we have all of these incomplete moments and these things where we're not living in our present. So you don't realize how much energy you left in that third grade moment, how much energy you left in that situation with your mom, how much energy you left in that situation with that person you were dating, how much energy you left with that junky job. So make a massive forgiveness list. If you are not clear what forgiveness is, do some research on it. But really, it's just being willing to leave that moment in the past. It's not excusing bad behavior. It's saying, I am taking full responsibility for myself and I'm moving on. Yes, this thing happened. Yes, I may not have liked that it happened. Yes, I want to stay here and blame and be angry and be hurt and be resentful. But I know that that's just a waste of my energy. And I get to move on. I get to take whatever this experience was supposed to teach me and move into my greatness. And so again, if you need to do some research on forgiveness, all the spiritual traditions have some knowledge or understanding or explaining of forgiveness. You get to buy into whatever version of forgiveness you want to, but forgiveness is real. It doesn't mean you're, say, you know, you can't spiritually bypass this, as they often say in metaphysics. You can't just be like, oh, I forgive, but really in your mind, you're thinking about it all the freaking time. Like, I hate that person. They shouldn't have done that to me. I was wronged. This, you know, stop replaying shit like it's happening right now. That holds you back, right? And I get it was painful. And if you need to go and work through it in some therapy, in some energetic work, some healing, you need to have a conversation about it, you want some insight, sure, we can talk about it by all means. But ultimately, it's up to you to decide. Because you are in full control of your life. Okay, I'm at 8 minutes now, and Spirit told me I'm only supposed to do 5. So I have to say goodbye, but this gets to be longer because I just introduced you to this series I'm going to do. So next 19 shows will be on life is not happening to you, but through you. And every show will be a little nugget on how to clean up the energy within you, so you can start creating the life that you want to live, where life gets to be good every single day. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you are looking for a coach, I would love to support you. Check out my website. Thank you for listening to this program. I look forward to hanging out with you for this series. Visit my website and sign up for my newsletter, and I'll send you 2 free intuitive messages a week. Till next time, take care of yourself.